never said I oppose fracking. Show the tape. Put it on your website. Put it on. Put it on the website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York. Broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
What's up, America? Welcome to another episode of You Made It Political. We're broadcasting right here from Rochester, New York. Live around the world. We've got an epic show for everybody today. Thank you guys so much for joining me today here while we get after it. So much craziness, so much insanity going on in America today. But when you couldn't think, things couldn't get any more freaking crazy. New York City once again blows the radical agenda out of the water. I mean, what the hell is wrong with New Yorkers? I don't get it. And I'm not talking upstate, not upstate New York. We're talking about the downstate crazies. You know, the deep blue, far left radical New Yorkers who keep this state filthy blue, who vote for people like Governor Andrew Cuomo, who vote for masking up and locking down. And they thank mommy dearest Kathy Hochul for it. I mean, it's like they're a different breed in the city right now. Now, listen, some of you who do live in New York City who watch the show, thank you. Okay. It's not fair for me to generalize because I know anybody who watches this show isn't a far left radical. I'm talking about the New Yorkers who constantly let the rest of us down. The ones who actually vote for people like AOC, who vote for people like Cuomo, and who are gladly going to vote for people like Kathy Hochul, who we know is a freaking train wreck for the state. Well, just when you thought things couldn't get any worse down in New York, they surprise us once again by allowing non-citizens to vote. I mean, since when do we allow non-citizens to vote in the United States of America in major elections here? See, we all know the end game here. We know that the Democrats are constantly letting in millions of illegal immigrants. They're going to then fast track them to citizenship to get them to obviously what they believe is going to be to vote in their favor in the long term. Well, New York City has said, you know what? We're not going to do this whole fast track game. We're just going to straight up allow them to vote right now. And they passed legislation on Thursday to allow them to do just that. Love it or leave it, New Yorkers signed off on letting non-citizens vote in city elections. So what's going on here exactly, guys? I'll break this down for you. New Yorkers. So first of all, it's amazing what New Yorkers actually think about this. I mean, the fact that some of these guys are okay with non-citizens being able to vote in city elections is unbelievable. But listen, nothing amazes me anymore. Nothing at all. The New York City Council passed legislation Thursday to allow nearly 800,000. We're not talking about a handful of people here. 800,000 legal non-citizens who have lived in the city for over 30 days. That's it. All you got to do is live in the city for 30 days or more. And guess what? You get to now vote for mayors, city council members, judges. I mean, influential leaders that are going to pretty much drive this freaking state further into the ground. We're now letting 800,000 more non-citizens get involved in making horrendous decisions. I mean, citizens in New York don't even know how to freaking vote. Okay, they barely even know what they're doing. So now we're just going to say, hey, if you've been in New York City for over 30 days and you're not a citizen, screw it. Who cares anyway? We know that we're only supposed to allow citizens in the United States to vote, but screw it. It's carte blanche because the Democrats are in trouble. They're in freaking trouble. and they know they need every single vote, illegal or not, non-U.S. citizen or not, on their side to stand a chance. And we know this is what the Democrats do. If they can't win, they change the damn rules, and they do it every single freaking time. And they're now doing it again. They are literally changing the rules once again to allow non-citizens to vote, therefore destroying election integrity even further. So in New York City, if you've lived there for over 30 days, you now get to vote in local elections. It would apply to green card and work permit holders, as well as those with deferred action for childhood arrivals. So at a federal level, we know we're trying to flood in as many illegal, legal, whatever, aliens as possible, and then hopefully fast-track them to U.S. citizenship. But New York City has now paved the way to potentially now give other cities the idea, and you know California's next. You know Newsom's sitting there freaking licking his chops, thinking, oh my God, that is freaking genius. Let's go, California, non-citizens, everybody in, go ahead and vote for me. Keep voting for me. Keep voting blue. We'll give you free shit and free health care. Never mind that we're destroying everybody's lives while we're doing it, but free, 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 and just vote for us in return. So you know California's next, because anything that New York City does or New York does, California seems to follow the same liberal playbook of absolute insanity. But it's all starting right here in New York City, and it's going to set a very, very bad precedence for the rest of the United States. I don't know if the Republicans are ever going to win a freaking election again if we don't do something about this. If we don't get off our ass and say, are you freaking crazy, you guys? What other Democrats in our lifetime have you ever heard of being this freaking radical? This off the rails? To making decisions like this, impulsive decisions that are going to just destroy what little election integrity we have left. So 800,000 people now get to vote in local elections in New York City, non-U.S. citizens that we know have no clue about what's going on politically in one of the most influential cities in the country, which is so important. I mean, let's be honest, guys. Most Americans have no freaking clue what's going on. This is why we're in this godforsaken mess. It's because most people voted for Joe Biden, not because they actually cared about Biden, but because they just couldn't stand Donald Trump's mean tweets. And they didn't research any of Biden's policies. They didn't research what Biden stood for. You can't get a logical answer out of anybody who actually voted for Biden or why they voted for Biden. So if Americans are that dumb, okay, and I'm calling our country dumb right now, okay, absolutely, because they are just so freaking brain dead when it comes to voting, and they've proven that to us in the last election. They have no idea. Most people have no idea what the hell they're even voting for. If Americans are that dumb, what chance do we have with 800,000 non-U.S. citizens? New York City Councilman Yanis Rodriguez, who introduced the legislation, said in a statement on Thursday, in one of the most diverse cities in the world, we need to ensure that there's adequate representation for all New Yorkers. Yeah, legal citizens. Just because it's a diverse city doesn't mean you need to now open up the floodgates to anybody who feels like voting. Half these people can't even read. No offense. They've only been here 2-3 months. I mean, let's set the bar a little bit higher here. 30 days is all it takes to be able to vote in local New York City elections on a green card. So obviously, you know, Councilman Yanis Rodriguez, who introduced the legislation, is over the moon. So, according to Fox News, what do New Yorkers actually think about this? What do they think about letting non-citizens vote in city elections? You'd think they'd be livid, right? You think they'd be like, are you freaking out of your goddamn minds? No, most of these people are actually applauding it. New Yorkers were two-minded about a new measure that would grant almost a million non-citizens the right to vote in citywide elections. This one lady said, "I think it's a good idea." A New Yorker in favor of the change told Fox News, "If they're living here, but they're on a working visa, I mean, I guess they should have a say as to what's going on in the city, right? I don't know. Should they? Should they really? I mean, a lot of you New Yorkers have lived there your whole life. You're three, four, five generations New Yorkers. Like, yeah, you have a say. Do you honestly think that people coming in for 30 days from different countries should have the same voting rights as you, who have actually built New York City from the ground up, who have shaped it, molded it to what it is today, albeit it's a freaking disaster, but I know a lot of you guys didn't have much to do with that. Cuomo and Kathy Hochul played a big part about in bringing the city down. But lifelong New Yorkers okay with this decision is just mind-boggling to me, but not everybody's okay with it. Another lifelong New Yorker said, "I do not agree with it. Why should they? They're not from here." Finally, somebody with a freaking brain. They're not from here, and it sets a very bad precedent. Listen, you come to the United States of America, and you put in your time. You get your citizenship after God knows how many years. You get the right to vote. You deserve it. You came in, you learned the American way. And eventually, you do deserve the right to vote. But coming in and being able to vote just 30 days after you literally freaking came in on the boat is not something that should be awarded so freely. One woman also agreed the move, saying, "As long as they're educated about politics and politicians, then I think it's great." As long as they're educated about politics and politicians... People, most Americans aren't educated about politics and politicians. So again, what chance do these non-US citizens who have been here for a whole 5 seconds think about the situation? Let's head over to the Keyboard Warrior Cam and see what the American people have to think about the fact that nearly a million non-US citizens are now able to vote in local New York City elections. Gail Moore says, "Absolutely not." Ron says, "Only in America." Lori says, "Our ancestors came here legally, learned the laws, the Constitution, loved our flag, and asked for nothing, including handouts. They appreciated being here and earned money by working for it. They didn't walk around acting entitled." And that's true. Everybody who lands in this country thinks they're entitled now. They think that they can just come in here and they're entitled to every benefit that we as Americans have worked very hard for. These people just think they can come waltzing in and take it. And I'm telling you right now, this is what happened over in the UK before they voted for Brexit. You had all these immigrants come in from all over different parts of Europe, okay? Open borders, everyone came in, flooded the United Kingdom. They saturated and rinsed the UK for everything it had, killed its NHS, that's healthcare industry, literally took money, send it home, didn't put a dime back into the UK. All they did was take, send money abroad, send money back home. And then the UK wondered why the hell we're broke, until the point where everybody reached breaking point and they voted to leave the European Union because they had enough. I don't need a crystal ball to tell you guys. The same thing's going to happen all over again in the United States of America. We're going to let everybody in. It's going to become a free-for-all. This country is going to go down right down the shitter. Americans, hardworking Americans, who put their blood, sweat, and tears into building businesses from the ground up, who can't seem to be able to put any money away because inflation's through the roof, taxes are through the roof, because we're now spending all of our own hard-earned money on all of these illegal immigrants. And we're going to come to the point where we're going to say, you know what, screw it, enough. Get them out of here. And that's not going to be fair. Because, yes, I understand that America is actually built on immigration. And we should be allowing and welcoming anybody who wants to meet this country with open arms as long as they come in a fair and legal way. But they should not be able to vote overnight. Connie said over 800,000 non-citizens who have only lived their 30 days pre-planned setup, and it's only starting. Hell no. Democrats, if they can't win, they change the rules. Sick, sick, and sicker. Jefferson and Madison would flip out. Absolutely. It is disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Gary says, I'm Canadian. Send me a ballot because New York is connected to Ontario and your decision affects me. How far are we going to let this insanity continue? You're just joining us. We're talking about the fact that nearly a million people in New York City, non-citizens, are now allowed to vote in local city elections. It's a great way to destroy this country even further. And you know what's even, you know what's funny about the situation? The Democrats think they got their future elections in the bag from this whole thing. Just because you let all these people in and vote doesn't mean they're going to necessarily vote Democrat. You guys have to remember here that most of the people who fled South America, Asia, Africa, and other parts of the world to come to the United States came here because they fled socialism and communism. They left those countries because they wanted nothing to do with it. So they come here, and the first thing they see is the Democrats running the country like socialism and communism. They're not going to want this crap. They're not going to want to vote for it. So the Democrats think they're being very sly here. They think they're being very sneaky by changing all these rules, by flooding the border with illegal immigrants, and then fast-tracking them to citizenship, and then thinking these people are actually going to vote for them. Well, polls have already came out. 50% of Latinos actually are split. It's a 50-50 split right now, Republican versus Democrat. Where last year, during the Biden election, it was a 63% in favor of Democrats, the Latino community. So in just a year, we've gone from a 63% favor of Democrats to now a dead split 50-50. You better believe by the 2022 primaries that we're probably going to see a big swing in favor of Republicans. So just because the Democrats keep handing out the socialist crack money to all these illegal immigrants and promising them the sun, the moon, and the stars doesn't mean that they're just going to vote Democrat as soon as they're able to do so. And we're now starting to see that in the polls as it's a dead 50-50 split with the Latino community. So I think the Democrats are in for a very, very big surprise, and they're going to have a very rude wake-up call, and I'm going to laugh my ass off when they feel that slap in the face when they lose the midterms next year after thinking, what the hell? I thought these people were going to vote for us. No, they're not going to, because you're Marxist, you're socialist, you're borderline communist party, and these people fled the exact direction that they're trying to take this country. So you better believe they're here now for a better life, a better opportunity. You better believe they're going to vote red in order to avoid the Democrats taking us down a road that these immigrants fled from. So speaking of New York insanity, back to Governor Cuomo. Look who has to give back $5.1 million in profits. New York's ethic panel just ordered that by no later than 30 days from the date of this resolution, Governor Andrew Cuomo must pay over to the Attorney General of the state of New York, Letitia James, who have stuck it to this guy so badly over and over again. I mean, she has a vendetta for Cuomo, and she's burying this guy. It's hilarious to watch. Cuomo must now pay the Attorney General of the state of New York an amount equal to compensation paid to him. What is that amount? $5.1 million in book profits to New York State, according to the FirstTV.com. So Andrew Cuomo has now been ordered to get back all of his book sales. Thank God. I mean, this guy's writing a freaking book while he's killing 15, 20,000 people in a nursing home. And he's here bagging millions of dollars in book profits. So justice is prevailing. And we're now seeing both the Cuomo brothers just get raked through the coals right now. And rightly so. I mean, look at Fredo's gone off CNN. CNN couldn't cover for him anymore. I mean, how many scandals do you have to freaking be a part of before you finally get the boot? So Chris Cuomo's gone. Andrew Cuomo, not only is he resigned and he's gone, but now he's been ordered to pay back all of his book profits. Let's break the article down and see exactly what's going on here. So poor Andrew Cuomo, ordered to give back $5.1 million in pandemic book profits to New York State. Disgraced former New York Governor Cuomo faced another setback Tuesday when an ethics panel ordered the Democrat to repay $5.1 million in book profits he made at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. The extraordinary resolution was approved Tuesday by the Joint Commission on Public Ethics in a 12-1 vote. So it wasn't even like, you know, they were kind of on the fence about it. No, 12-1 vote that Cuomo has to give back all the money that he earned during his outside income from his book, American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic. While he was still governor, and while New York was still battling the deadly viral bug, the New York Post reported. So Cuomo has to give all this money back. The panel found Cuomo's book proceeds should be turned over to State Attorney General Letitia James, whose office's investigative report forced the three-term Democrat's resignation just a few months ago. So Cuomo needs to now pay all this money back within 30 days. But what about all of the women he harassed, sexually harassed? Where's this case? Why isn't Andrew Cuomo facing criminal charges now? Why isn't he facing jail time? I mean, who cares about his $5.1 million in book profits? Who cares that he was forced to resign? He allegedly sexually harassed 11 women. Some pretty serious allegations here. And we keep reading everything except the fact that Cuomo is going to go to prison for what he did. So when do we start to see and hear and read all about this? When's Letitia James going to go after Cuomo for the sexual harassment charges that he committed? So is this book payback another cover? I mean, how stupid do these people think we are? It's like every time they don't want us to remember something very serious, they decide to dangle a little carrot over here and say, yeah. Hold on a second. They're getting frustrated because Cuomo's not going to jail. Quick, let's give the book money back and distract everybody. So look over here. Book deal. No. Nice try, though, guys. I'm still personally waiting to see Cuomo go to freaking jail for, one, sexually harassing 11 women, and two, killing all of the nursing home people. Why aren't we dealing with this? Why isn't there a damn word about any of this? Again, because the Democrats cover up their fraud. They throw crumbs to the peasants to distract them and think, well, don't worry, we're doing something, hoping that we're just going to forget about the whole damn thing. The Democrats found themselves all in very serious trouble when Cuomo allowed the nursing home deaths and the misreporting, when people allowed him to misreport. See, you can't pull that off on your own. Of course, other Democrat leaders were well aware of it, as if Letitia James wasn't aware of it. But that's not what brought Cuomo down. It was the fact that he sexually harassed all these women. That's when the Democrats said, thank God, we've now isolated Cuomo. We get to get out of any trouble from the nursing home scandal if we throw Cuomo to the wolves with the sexual harassment issues. So this was the perfect out for Governor Cuomo. They finally were able to isolate him from the Democrats to save their own ass, because God forbid the Democrats take responsibility, accept responsibility for any wrongdoing that they do, that they did, which we know Cuomo could not have pulled off that nursing home scandal without the blessing of the Democrat Party. And that is why he continues to get away with it. And that is why they won't go after him for it. Because if you go after Cuomo for it, you're going to find out everybody else who was involved. And it's going to bring down the Democrats as a whole. So he will never, ever get charged. And SCOTUS even dropped the case. We saw what happened in Michigan with Whitmer. They dropped that case. SCOTUS said, drop it. And we all knew why, because it paved the way to be able to drop the case against Andrew Cuomo in New York State as far as his misreporting was concerned of the nursing home deaths. So SCOTUS came in, they said, drop it, obviously to save the Democrats' ass. We now are all sitting here waiting for Cuomo to be arrested any day now on the sexual harassment cases. Nothing's been happening there. So again, they decided to throw a carrot our way and say, but don't worry, everybody, because Cuomo has to pay back $5.1 million in book deals. Who gives a shit about any of that? I want to see the freaking prick go to prison. And I want to see Chris Cuomo right behind him. When is that going to happen? It's not. We're never going to see it. It's never going to happen. Because this is how politics in New York State, in a very corrupt and very fraudulent demographic, this is how the show is run here. And it's going to continue to be that run that way until our freaking Republican politicians decide to get off their freaking ass and do something about it. But they won't, because we know half of them are closet Democrats. Half of them are rhinos. Half of them pander to the left for votes. I mean, they don't even hide it anymore. So why would we expect anything from the Republican Party? Speaking of Republican Party, Trump hints at a 2024 run, and he's making it very clear that DeSantis is his number one pick for VP. We'll get into that right when we get back from this break.
You Made It Political would not have been possible without this book right here, Expert Secrets, by my man, Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson wrote this book to help people like you and I become leaders in our space, to gain an audience and a public following that respects, loves, and watches our shows on a daily basis. Expert Secrets will help you find your voice and give you the confidence to become a leader. It'll show you how to build a mass movement of people whose lives you can affect. And most importantly, it'll teach you how to become an expert authority in your field where people actually pay you for your advice. The best part about Expert Secrets is it's absolutely free. You just pay for shipping, whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, a podcaster, or a live YouTube streamer. You want to grab a copy of this book. It'll teach you everything from building your audience to driving traffic to making this a full-time job so you can get paid for your passion.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to the show. I'm reading through the comments, a lot of good comments. And again, I'm so sorry for my New York City friends. Listen, I love you guys. Anybody from the city right now watching the show, my dig, my rant, it's not at you. You know I love you. It's with your far left radical friends who keep making stupid decisions and getting us in the trouble that we're in today. But to the rest of you sane-minded individuals, thank you guys so much for your support. Reading through the comments now, Deborah D., you're right. The population is under mind control. Absolutely under mind control. You know, I was thinking earlier today, I was thinking, how the hell have we let America get to the point we've allowed it to get to? It's not because of politicians. It's because Americans are sitting here under mind control, being brainwashed and coerced into every bad, freaking rotten decision these politicians end up getting ourselves into. It can't get this bad unless the majority of people allow it to get this bad. You know, we call them sheeple for a reason. I hate to say it, but, you know, half of my friends, they're under freaking some sort of hypnotic mind control right now. They just kind of get up, go to work, do their thing, and come home. They don't really want to know how corrupt, how fraudulent, how messed up the world is right now. They don't want to know how tyrannical our government is getting. As long as they go to work, collect their paycheck, they've got their roof over the head, they've got their two cars, Fido the dog, and the kids are fed. That's all most people care about. The rest of us who actually pay attention to what's going on here in the world are sitting here with our heads freaking cut off trying to wake them the hell up. So, Deborah, you're absolutely right. Population is under mind control. And I don't think that we're going to be able to save them. I really don't. I think it's going to take them hitting rock bottom. People always say, Matt, when do you think this bullshit in America will be over? My answer is always the same. When we all hit rock bottom together. Listen, guys, we all got to be eating ramen noodles in order to wake the hell up and fight back together. It's not going to work if a quarter of the country is in trouble while the other 75% have no idea what the hell's going on. So until we hit rock bottom together, unfortunately, nothing's going to change. Before we get back into the show, we'll take a look at a few more of these comments coming in. Deborah, yep, very shocking. The people of New York City, only 30 days, guys. That's it. Only 30 days as a non-U.S. citizen, and you get to now vote in their local elections. Debbie Vassala says, I thank God every day that I don't live there. You know, and it's sad because I love New York City. I loved going there as a kid. I loved taking my wife there, who's not even from the United States. She's from Shanghai. And we've been going there for 10, 15 plus years. It was our go-to every time we flew in from Shanghai. When I lived overseas, always stop in New York City. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful city, and it's just too bad what they're doing to it right now. They're destroying it. Absolutely destroying it. But Donald Trump, people, Donald Trump. This show, by the way, guys, is brought to you by PatriotOneNews.com. If you haven't checked out PatriotOneNews.com, you got to check it out. The writing's phenomenal over there. We have hundreds of citizen journalists reporting from all over the country, all over the world. We have Shannon Joy, our lead host and media celebrity, who hosts some amazing people. Dr. Robert Malone, Australia correspondent Maria Z, and other high-profile personalities exclusively on PatriotOneNews.com. So if you haven't checked it out, check it out. We write what the media won't deliver. We get deep with some of the stuff that we report on, and it's the only independent, 100% independent citizen journalist platform in the world. It's not owned by anybody. It's owned by the people for the people, and anybody gets to write. You guys get to write. Check us out on Facebook, Patriot One News. If you want to be a journalist, a citizen journalist, if you have a passion for writing, if you have a passion for reporting, if you know certain topics should be discussed that everyone else refuses to discuss them, join our Facebook group, Patriot One Citizen Journalist. That's Patriot One Citizen Journalist. Join the group. Start writing for the publication. We'd love to have you. So, what's going on in Trump country? We haven't talked about Trump in a while. Where the hell is Donald Trump? I mean, Trump, are you freaking running or are you not here? I mean, what's the deal? I'm so sick of hearing Trump hint. Well, I think you're all going to be very, very happy. Listen, Trump, what the hell? Are we doing this or not? Because somebody just made a comment right now, very good comment. We're not going to have a country by 2024. We're just not going to have a country by 2024 if Trump doesn't throw his ass in the ring and give us a little bit of faith Hillary Clinton is freaking out. I see her running her damn mouth now. Oh, if Trump gets, I mean, they're scared, people. The Democrats are shitting their pants right now at the thought of another Trump run. Hillary Clinton's come out and said, or has gone as far as to say, listen, if Donald Trump wins, democracy as we know it's going to be over. First of all, Hillary, shut the hell up. Okay, nobody cares about what you have to say about anything. You're a washed up old hag. Beat it. Like, you and Bill, go retire. Get out of here. Nobody cares to hear from Hillary. I don't even think Democrats care to hear from Hillary. They are no freaking shiny knight in armor or role model for this country. Okay? But that just goes to show how scared to death they are of Trump possibly running. So according to Right Side Broadcasting, who covers all of the Trump rallies, Trump hints at a 2024 run. Surprise, surprise. I mean, we've heard him hint a lot. Says DeSantis would make a good VP. Now, my question is this. Do you guys honestly think DeSantis would actually be a VP for Trump? If Trump wanted DeSantis to be his running mate, do you think DeSantis would actually do it? Do you think he'd actually put himself in that position? Could that be good for DeSantis? Could it be bad for DeSantis? Dale Federico says Harris Clinton 2024. It's possible. That is a freaking scary ass thought. You know what's even scarier is that this country is so freaking whacked out that most people would probably vote for that disastrous of a combo. My God, Dale, I hope to God that that won't be the case. But that's not a bad assumption. Not a bad assumption. Harris Clinton 2024. To be honest, I think that Harris has done such a horrible job with being VP. I mean, she's such a freaking train wreck. She didn't do anything with the border. She's supposed to go down and handle the border crisis. She's done nothing. Every time you ask her an important question, she sits there and cackles. She doesn't really know how to be serious. I'm just not convinced the Democrats would even vote for or want to vote for Hillary. Guys, listen, call the show, 585-643-7711. That's 585-643-7711. Call on the show. I would love to hear what you guys think about anything that we're talking about today. Call in. Let's have a conversation. We'd love to have you on. I'll leave the number up on the screen there. Call the show, 585-643-7711. Let's break down the Trump run or his hint for a 2024 run, saying DeSantis would make a good VP. President Trump hinted at a possible 2024 presidential run in front of thousands of people gathered for the history tour with Fox News' host Bill O'Reilly in Orlando, Florida. As Americans excitedly await the official announcement for another presidential run, something Trump has continually teased for months, he told the Orlando crowd on Sunday he might have to think very strongly about a third presidential run. Trump said, quote, I said loud and clear, per the Orlando Centennial, we won the first time and the second time. We won by even more, and it looks like we might have to think about very strongly a third time. Trump also teased a presidential run in his Thanksgiving address via his Save America PAC, writing, a very interesting time in our country, but do not worry, we will be great again, and we will all do it together. So speculation on who Trump would choose as his running mate in 2024 has placed Florida Governor Ron DeSantis at the forefront. This is kind of what people are thinking. Trump suggested at the event the Florida governor would make a good vice president. Guys, remember, regardless of whether we think Trump can actually make a comeback or not, Vegas favors Trump as the winner of the 2024 presidential election. That turned about 2 months ago. Up until this entire time, Trump wasn't even third or fourth. And it was like Biden, Harris, I think maybe then DeSantis and a couple other Democrats. before Trump. Trump is now officially on the books in Vegas, the number one pick for the presidential candidate for 2024. So it's not a far-fetched idea to think that he can actually come back and win, because right now Vegas is actually putting him as the winner. Trump said, "I think Ron DeSantis would be good," when asked about a potential running mate during the first night of the history tour in Sunrise, Florida. "I think Mike Pence has been very hurt by what took place with respect to January 6th. I think he's been mortally wounded, frankly." I mean, Mike Pence is a freaking joke. There's no way in hell. I mean, that'd be political suicide for Trump. Political suicide for Trump to pick somebody like Mike Pence. There's no way that's happening. Mike Pence is absolute damaged goods. Guys, call on the show, 585-643-7711, if you want to know or talk about any of the political controversy that we have brought up on our show. America is very, very badly wounded right now. We've never been more divided in our life and in our history. But some are going as far as saying a civil war is on the brinks. As reported by Fox News, the writer claims, a New York Times columnist claims, we'll bring this up for a little bit better review if you guys bear with us here, but a New York Times columnist claims that we are on the brink of another civil war. And I'm not sure I would go as far as to say that America is headed for a civil war. And why does he think there's a civil war coming? And his reason is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This New York Times columnist, as soon as we can find the article, I'll pull it up. And all because of the Texas abortion law issue. This guy is calling a civil war over the freaking abortion issues in Texas. Trust me. If there's a lot of, if this country was going to go to war over anything, it's not going to be abortion. How about the tyrannical lockdowns, the unconstitutional mask mandates, the fact that we're being warned of concentration camps for the unvaccinated? I mean, to me, that is something that we would see a civil war over. So a liberal New York Times columnist claims U.S. is edging closer to another civil war all over the Texas abortion laws. Trust me, people. There's no way we're going to a freaking civil war, okay? I mean, this country, this is like the laziest country on the freaking face of the earth. We all talk a good game. We all want to kind of rant on Facebook. We all want to talk shit. But people won't get out of bed on a cold day to even go protest, let alone pick up a freaking weapon and go to war with their fellow Americans, okay? Liberal New York Times columnist Charles Blow claimed over the weekend that the U.S. was edging closer to another civil war. In a Saturday op-ed, Blow argued that the ongoing debate over Texas's recently passed abortion law and the invoking of former Vice President John C. Calhoun by Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor reminded him of the debate over states' rights and slavery, both of which Calhoun was a prominent in the decades leading up to the American Civil War. Are you freaking kidding me, this idiot? Seriously? You honestly think we're going to go to freaking war over an abortion law in Texas? Out of all the shit this country's been put through in the last 2 years, out of all the things that we've been furious and pissed off at each other about, he thinks we're going to go to civil war over a freaking abortion law. It's just the absurdity of this. Blow specifically pointed to Sotomayor's dissent against the law, which read, "This is a brazen challenge to our federal structure." No, buddy, you didn't like the ruling, like most leftists don't. They don't like a ruling on a situation and they throw their freaking toys out of the car. And now all of a sudden they think we're going to go to a civil war. This is a brazen challenge to our federal structure. It echoes the philosophy of John C. Calhoun, a virulent defender of the slaveholding South who insisted that states had the right to veto or nullify any federal law with which they disagreed. Who cares that the Supreme Court overturned something that happened like hundreds of years ago? I mean, who even is upset about this? Besides this leftist idiot who now claims the writing's on the wall, we're all going to go to civil war over it. Oh, this is very similar to what happened before the last civil war. Just coming off COVID, so I'm struggling to breathe a little bit here, but we're getting there. We beat that shit. Blow wrote that he found Sotomayor's invocation of Calhoun striking and claimed that there were too many uneasy parallels between the run-up to the Civil War in the 1800s and the debate over Texas's ability to restrict abortions today. Guys, listen. You know, we talk a big game here in America. We talk a very big game. People are pissed off with each other. The left and the right want to literally freaking strangle each other right now. But I'll tell you what, this is the laziest America we have ever seen. I mean, half these people want to sit home and collect a freaking paycheck. They can't even be bothered to go fill out a freaking application, let alone get off their ass and go fight their neighbor. It's not going to happen. So no, I don't think we're going to see a civil war, and I definitely don't think we're going to see it over something as stupid as a Texas abortion law. But listen, you never know. We live in some freaking crazy times. There's just only so much that we can take between the Democrats' draconian lockdowns, their constant mask mandates, their vendetta against anything that the GOP stands for. There's a lot that can go wrong right now, yes. And if we don't come together as America and start fighting against these tyrants, all of us, Democrats, Republicans, every single one of us, together, are we going to have a civil war? I don't think so, but there's going to be bloodshed. There's going to be further hate in the streets, which is too bad. BLM, Antifa, everybody needs to cut the shit. We do all need to come together. The government is the enemy. Remember that. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show. Or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out youmadeitpolitical.com.